right, let's leave the cricket there for a minute. Get to some footy. AFL.com.au. They're back at work, heads down and bums up for blokes like Nick Bowen, who joins us right now. G'day, Nick.
G'day, Kev. How are things?
Good. And already news filtering through from all the clubs about who's doing what at training, which is good news.
It is, Kev. We're certainly back in the swing of it. There's, I suppose, a lot of news about the guys who are sort of making their way back from post-season operations and how they're tracking. North Melbourne have got something up on their website today about Sam Wright, who's coming back. He had, you'll remember, his season last year was ruined by a left ankle injury that really sort of wiped him out of the second half of the year.
Yep.
He had post-season surgery, got back, did a bit of running, and then his right ankle started to give out on him. So he hasn't had a lot of luck, Sam, over the journey with his body. But he said that the latest operation's much more minor than the first one. He reckons it'll only set him back probably 2 or 3 weeks, and he's pretty confident that he'll play at least some part in North Melbourne's JLT Community Series campaign.
Glad you've brushed up on that one, haven't you? You made sure you dotted your I's and crossed your T's on that one. Oh, that's good news, because, I mean, he was starting to look like he might have been one of those players where his body was just going to keep robbing him of the opportunity to get a bit of a run on.
Yeah, and he's also probably had a period a couple of years ago where North were working out, is he a defender,
yeah,
is he a forward? You know, he played as a run with mid on occasion. So I think that in the second half of 2014 and in 2015, he really, really looked at home in defence for the Roos. And he's a beautiful kick on both sides of the body, which really, I think, gives North a bit of a weapon in terms of when they're looking to switch play, that those guys that can do that are really valuable. And, you know, as much as we sort of talk about skills and how much they've improved in the game, Kev, it's amazing how many guys still can't kick with their non-preferred foot. And Sam Wright's certainly someone who can do that. So North will really be hoping that he gets back and gets that body in fine fettle.
Probably a discussion for another time, but that is seemingly a dying art, kicking on both sides of your body prodigiously, like a Sam Mitchell does. It doesn't appear to be, and a Sam Wright does. It doesn't appear to be as important.
The players certainly stand out, don't they? I think it's, you know, I remember Leon Cameron's still probably one of the best I've seen with that, and you almost couldn't tell which foot was his preferred. He was that good.
Yep.
And, you know, you mentioned Sam Mitchell. He's a ripper. Bernie Vince, I think, is pretty good from memory as well. But they're the sort of guys that when someone can do that, it does stand out, doesn't it? And I think that's probably a bit of an indictment on the rest of the competition that they can't do that as well.
Yeah, it's one that I'd like to talk to someone who's you know, in the junior, not junior coaching, but in that sort of TAC Cup coaching area, whether that's something that they're noticing even more as they come through. But we'll get to that one day. Nathan Vardy, what's the latest on him?
Well, look, speaking of guys who've had, you know, I suppose, a horrible run of luck with their body and with injury, he's finally enjoying a good pre-season, having made the move across the Nullarbor to West Coast. So that's really exciting for Eagles fans. I mean, obviously he's got, we don't want to jinx him, he's got a bit of the pre-season left to sort of go, but he is one of those guys that I think can play ruck, and, you know, if he does go into the forward line, he's sort of certainly at home with that. And I think there's not too many of those guys, Kev, that can do that role sort of well. So, you know, the Eagles obviously looking to cover Nick Nat this season. If Nathan Vardy can get up and going and support Scott Lysett, who's obviously got his own knee problems to get back from, it really does give them a massive lift. And I suppose Geelong fans, I suppose they'll probably be divided by, you know, if he does get up and running, you know, very pleased for the guy, given he only managed 25 games in seven seasons at Cadinia Park. But I suppose there'll be that little bit of, what could have been if he could have got the body right at when he's at the Cattery.
There'll be some Geelong fans, I know, be absolutely spewing if he plays well for the Eagles.
No, exactly.
Oh, they'll be beside themselves. Hey, the third man up, the change to that, for blokes like Nathan Vardy, and that we're going to probably have to wait 12 to 18 months, I imagine, maybe two seasons, to see what the impact of that's going to have on the big blokes who play in the ruck, and whether that's going to help their longevity in the game and not those sort of injuries they were getting in the side and all that sort of stuff.
I think so, Kevin. I mean, it'd be really interesting to see, won't it? And I think it'll be interesting as well to see how it impacts upon some of the, you know, the taller midfielders, or, you know, who almost de facto ruckman, like Mark Blitzarves down at Geelong. I mean, he made an absolute art form of that. So whether he loses a little bit of his competitive advantage for that remains to be seen. I suppose that, you know, there is that part of his game that perhaps goes, but, you know, he's still an elite runner and he's going to have a decent sort of size advantage over any sort of other on-baller that he sort of comes up against. So he should be able to adapt, but I think that you can understand why players like that certainly aren't thrilled that the change has been made.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So the game will work something out with that. Somehow the coaches will come up with, the brains, the childs of all the footy clubs will come up with something to combat that. We'll see something new in 2017. I can just feel it.
Well, they always evolve, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
That's the thing that they're always one step ahead of the rulemakers with these things. Mind you, I think that in fairness to Mark Evans and his team, there was certainly a push from a lot of coaches for this to happen. So these changes sort of aren't made in isolation. Probably a lot of the time it could be, you know, there's self-interest is always that, I think that old Paul Keating saying, Kev, if in doubt, back self-interest, at least you know it's trying. So I think those clubs who had the premier ruckman who perhaps were driving it, but I must admit, it's one I don't mind. I think that, it could sometimes get a bit messy around stoppages with guys sort of flying in to do that. So let the ruckman do what they do best.
Yeah, if it makes the congestion less, and that's the murky kind of the game from a purely artistic point of view, then all power to it. What's the news from the Crows? Tom Lynch and Josh Jenkins?
Yeah, they're coming back from another guys on the rehab front, Kev. Tom Lynch coming back from a minor knee op, I think had a bit of a clean-up, and Josh Jenkins had an ankle operation as well. I think Jenkins is a little bit further advanced than Lynch in terms of getting back to full training, but I think they're pretty confident they'll get back there sooner rather than later, and they're both expecting to play at least some part in the Crows pre-season campaign.
And what are you hearing from Hawthorn regarding Ruffy? I believe he might have posted something on their website yesterday about hoping to be part of the pre-season.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think it's the good news story pre-Christmas, obviously, that he got the all clear to come back, and he's I think looking to throw himself in at the deep end. He wants to, you know, it's been a fair while out of the game for Jared, and he's really keen to get play some part in the pre-season as well. And I think that, you know, it's amazing, as good a player as he is, and, you know, you sort of talk to some of the elite players, they're always nervous, even entering a season, you know, off not having a break as to whether they've lost it, whether they're still capable of dominating as much as they ever have. So I reckon Ruffy will just be keen to get out there again and not only play, but just to get the sense that, okay, this is what, I haven't lost it, you know, a year out of the game hasn't done me any harm. And look, yeah, it's you sort of think about the recruits the Hawks got in the off season, Tom Mitchell and Jager O'Meara, who really, if they get up and running, will bolster that midfield. But, you know, Jared Roughead potentially the most important recruit of all, given I suppose what he can bring to the forward line and as a pinch hitting midfielder.
Going to be really interesting to see what he brings to the group from the point of view of, you know, he's got footy in perspective now, got his life in perspective, and what he brings to that group in terms of just having fun with their footy, which we saw as a real catalyst of the way the Bulldogs went about it last year. And I'm just wondering whether Ruffy's going to bring that, come on, boys, don't sweat it. It's footy. Let's just have some fun and do it and we'll win some games. And maybe that's a bit of an X factor for them for this year.
Yeah, possibly. I think he's always been someone anyway who's had a pretty good perspective and been someone, I think, who can inject that lighthearted or a joke at the appropriate moment to lighten the mood. So I just think, Kev, that all the Hawks are so, just have had such a boost by this great news. It's, you know, horrible to see one of your great mates, you know, in a life or death struggle. And, you know, without over-dramatising it, that's exactly what he had. And, you know, certainly the initial prognoses were sounded pretty grim. But for him to be back, fully fit, that's the number one thing. But also, you know, able to play footy again and, you know, and is confident that he can be, you know, right for the pre-season. It's just such great news that I think that the Hawks are going to get so much enjoyment out of having him on the track, playing with him again, as you say, footy will be, you know, I think a really enjoyable thing for Ruffy and the Hawks this year.
While we're talking about the Hawks, any news on O'Meara?
Look, it sounds pretty positive. I think that the Hawks have long been confident that they will get him right, and you know, he's even potentially, you know, sort of talking about being right for round one. I think that that's probably, you know, that's very, very ambitious. I think that there's even been sort of talk that perhaps a more realistic time slot would be round four, which I believe, and without having a fixture in front of me, is the Hawks' Easter clash with the Cats. So that would be quite a stage to sort of step back on for Jager if he is right for that. But I would have thought that certainly he'll come back through the Box Hill Hawks, you know, just progress things at a very slow rate and just get it right, because he's such a young guy. He's coming back from such a bad injury that there's no sense in rushing it. Let's get him right for years to come, but also probably more realistically, let's try and get him up and back to close to his best in the second half of the year.
Now, no breaking news from any pre-season camp about people dropping bricks on their heads or being kidnapped in the middle of the night or any of that other stuff from these boot camps that they've had happen. You know, players of getting a full night's sleep now, not being kept up by SAS troops or anything.
No, it's a tough school, or it's been a tough pre-season at the Demons, hasn't it? At least I have learnt now how, if I ever do put a brick in a backpack, that I've got to put it towards the bottom. So and be very, very careful when I'm bending over to sort of adjust anything. So
you got to laugh, haven't you?
Poor old Christian Salem, it's not really an injury that you expect to cop as a football player. I think that you know that bumps and knocks are sort of just around the corner at any stage during a game, but you certainly don't expect that sort of thing. I suppose you can compare notes with Sam Gibson, who I think got a decent shiner last year with a weight that went a stray weight that went flying in at North Melbourne.
Yep, and I think the Brisbane player who stood on the Stingray earlier in pre-season, and of course the famous one is Nigel Smart with the firewalking for the pre-season. So they all find new and different ways of you know, getting into the headlines, getting into the injury list. All different.
Look, we'll lap it all up, don't we, Kevin? Yep. This time of the year, but it's a dangerous time pre-season. I think you can't ever really relax and think that there's not a danger lurking around the corner, because we've seen some really bizarre accidents that have happened.
And not too far away from the start of the women's season, and as you mentioned quite rightly, the JLT Community Series will be underway before we know. Good on you, Nick.
Good on you, Kev.
Nick Bowen joining us from afl.com.au with all the latest footy news from around the place.